You want to know how to record your game to post on the internet, become the next YouTube star? We'll find out here.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. In this episode, we are going to cover all the things so that you can record your Minecraft game. We're going to cover this on the PC and on the Mac. Now, a lot of you guys out there are going to want to record your stuff to be just like the YouTube stars that you watch every day. So we will cover it in extreme detail. We have a whole bunch of different programs that we will tutorial throughout this course. First, we're going to start with Fraps. This is one of the best and probably the mainstay of these sorts of programs. Next is DXtree. If you want to get in with a lot more settings, this is the program that you're going to want to use. Next, if you want to stream as well as record, we're going to talk about XSplit. And if you don't want to spend any more money, but you still want to record and stream on the PC, we're going to cover OBS, the Open Broadcast Software. This is completely free and will also allow you to stream as well as record your gameplay. And then finally, we'll wrap it up with you Mac folks. Don't worry, I'm one of them too, with QuickTime and ScreenFlow. So let's talk about Fraps. I have a love-hate relationship with this program. Fraps is the standard when talking about recording programs. It's made by Beepa and costs around $37. The name stands for frames per second. On top of allowing you to record your gameplay, it will also allow you to benchmark your game and see your frames per second up in the top corner. This will allow you to record any DirectX or OpenGL source. So when you start up Fraps, you get a few options. This is the general tab, which will allow you to start Fraps minimize, start it when Windows starts, and that sort of stuff. Next is the frames per second tab. This is your benchmarking tab. It will allow you to export your benchmarks to a certain folder, have a benchmark key to start your benchmarks, and then what you are actually going to be benchmarking, your frames per second, your frame times, or the minimum and max average. And then you can also have it stop doing that after a certain set time. Over on the other side, you have your hot corner overlay. So let's say that you really want the yellow numbers to display in a different corner. You can choose that, or you can decide to hide the overlay entirely, which is what I do because I don't really need to know my frames per second all the freaking time. Next tab is the Movies tab. This is how you will be recording your gameplay. You get to choose what destination the movies get saved to, the hotkey that will start and stop your recording, and then your frames per second, which you will be recording at. I tend to record at the computer native 2997, and your full size or half size. You can also decide if you want to split your recordings into 4 gigabyte chunks if you're, say, working with an older file system. You can also decide to record Windows 7 sound or record an external input. Now, I cannot figure out for the life of me how to change which microphone Fraps randomly decides to choose. So for some reason, if it's not choosing the right one, I would suggest going down into your system recording devices, change it to your correct one, and hope that Fraps also updates. If not, when you're recording, there's no way to tell what audio source Fraps is using. You can also hide your cursor, lock your frame rate, or force lossless RGB captures, which can be a little bit CPU intensive. And then finally, you have a screenshots option. So if you hit a hotkey, it will grab a screenshot of your game. Now, one thing to note about Fraps is that the file sizes that it creates are huge. Average while I'm recording the game is about a gig a minute. So if I record an hour of gameplay, that's easily 60 to maybe even 100 gigabytes of data. Fraps also has a few problems. First, there's no way to choose your audio device, just like I said earlier. And the only way that it indicates that it's recording is a little icon in your system tray, which of course you can't see if you are in full screen mode. Also, Fraps will not record separate audio from your game, in-game audio, or your computer audio and your mic. It mixes it all down to one single recording. So if for some reason your game was really loud, it's going to stay that way because there's really no way to break those two levels apart from each other. I've had huge issues before with Fraps. It used to be the absolute go-to program that I would use all the time, and I still actually really love it. It's simple and it's easy to use. So if you don't want to dig into settings, I truly suggest Fraps, but there are a few downsides. So now it is time for DXtree. In short, Fraps is pretty basic when it comes to configuration. This is where DXtree by Xcode has a lot more configuration options. But let's take a look at some of the basics that you'll need to get running. So when you launch DXtree, you'll be in the target tab, and this shows the target games that you can record. So you can see this java.w.exe. This is the Minecraft window over here. The next tab is your overlay. So if I didn't want this video with the 35 frames per second, I could either turn off that, I could turn off the right FPS, or the record status. I really like the record status, so I keep that selected. There's also the use default button, which I'll go ahead and turn off. In the next tab, you have your folder settings. This is where you will choose the path on where you would like your recordings to be placed. We'll go ahead and keep it right there. You can also test out your write speed by running a test. On this computer, this has an SSD hard drive, so my megabits per second are really, really high on how fast it will write to the hard drive. Next is your hotkey settings. All of the things that you could assign to hotkeys are right here. Movie capture is automatically F12, and you can do a screenshot with F11. Next is your movie settings. Now, there is a lot here. You can have your geek drive just go to a million, but some of the things that you really want to make sure that you have selected is file output right here. There is a way to just go ahead and stream through DXtree, and if you, for some reason, don't have file output selected, it just won't save a file. It will run, but it just won't actually write a file. Also, you have all of the other settings and tons of codecs. I am not going to get into codecs. There's a lot of argument over which one's the best one to use. If you would like, there are some resources in our show notes that you can go ahead and check out. Next is the audio tab. One of the things that I love about DXtree is that it will allow you to record multiple streams of audio. So this first stream, you can see this number one, is my speakers. This is output of the device. In the next, I have my input, which is my microphone. You can also add another input if you want, or output. So you can continue to add sources as you wish. You can also choose what codec and at what bitrate you are recording in. Next is your screenshot settings. So you have tons and tons of options right here. You can choose the type. I mean, basically all the settings you would need for screenshots are right here. Next is a few advanced settings. This will help, if you have extra processing threads, so I have up to 8. I normally just use the default. Next is some global settings, and then finally a little bit of information about your license and such like that. One thing that I like about DXtree is you can see up in the corner that there is a status that we are recording a movie. Now, in this quick just walkthrough, I'm recording both my mic and the in-game audio. So let's go ahead and stop. And you can see that it finished. If I go over to the recordings that I just made, you can see that they're here. And if you bring them into an edit program, you'll actually notice that there's really only one audio source. What you have to do is right-click and choose Extract Audio from Stream. This will pull the audio out, so now I actually have two audio versions, which then you can bring into your video editor Otherwise, you'll really only have one because the video editor only sees one audio stream. Okay, so now it's time to talk about XSplit. This will help you not only record your games, but stream them as well. Now, right off the bat, you can see that I have to log in to XSplit. XSplit's pricing structure works differently than all of the programs we've covered so far. This is program as a service, so you actually have to spend a monthly fee every single month to get the service of XSplit. So now that that's out of the way, let's actually show off what the program can do. So right off the bat, you can see that we have a few different sort of windows on this main window. We have what will be our preview of what we are recording. You have a scene structure over here on the side, and then you have your multiple scenes. So to add something to the scene, I'll just click the Add button. Let me go ahead and add Minecraft. And so it adds it there. Now, of course, that's not the correct size. So let me just click and drag the corner, which makes it much larger. And then I can switch to another scene. So let's say I want Minecraft again. Let's go ahead and grab it. But this time, you know, I really want to do what I see in YouTube videos all the time. And I want to put my camera in on this. So I can go ahead and grab the webcam. Hello, you. That's on this computer. And let's shrink this down into the corner. It looks good. Let me just adjust my camera there. And then, you know what? Let's go crazy. Let's go ahead and add a title so I can add some text. And this is OMG Chad's stream. And this even has some functions where you can start and end a tag if you want to pull from some sort of XML. And now that I have this, I can move it around. I can decide that it needs to be big or small. And this is sort of the structure that you build scenes within XSplit, and you can pull that down. Now, one thing that it doesn't have is you can't create a scene when you're not actually live in the scene. So if you were broadcasting live, you'd have to switch to a scene. Everyone would see that you switched to the scene, and then you could start editing. There's no way to preview before you actually cut live. XSplit has a ton of options. You can see that I already have these options pre-populated because I logged in. It's sort of a cloud service that it remembers all of these options. If I would like to edit any of these, I can click the gear and I will be able to edit any of these places that it is recording to. And if I wanted to add one, I could add a place that it goes to. It has some announcing functionality, but I've never really been able to get this to work correctly. Over in Tools, you have the general settings, and here is where you will choose what microphone you use. This is the only place that you can choose what microphone you use, and unfortunately, while you're broadcasting, you cannot switch which microphone you use. Also, you have different levels for this is your PC audio, so in-game audio, and this is your mic, so you can turn that up and down. So this does work as a broadcast platform. So you can see I have Twitch and a few RTMP servers in my broadcast, but I also have a local recording option. So yes, this can be used as a broadcast program as well as a local recording program. And it goes ahead and outputs at a .264 encoding, which is pretty nice. Okay, so let's talk about OBS. This is the Open Broadcaster Software. This is a free alternative to something like XSplit. While it also focuses on live streaming, it has the ability to do local recordings. It also records straight to H.264 files, which is a little bit smaller file size with a also slightly lower quality depending on the bitrate that you choose. Note that during the recording of this video, we are still on beta 0.52b. So some things may have changed if you watch this video in the future because, hey, we're still on beta. So when you open OBS, you are greeted by a simple yet very familiar looking interface. Yes, this looks a lot like XSplit, and your knowledge from XSplit will translate over to OBS. Now, first you have to add a scene to this window. And that you do that just by right-clicking and adding a scene. And you can name this. So if I want to get really creative, I could name this scene too. And that's what I'll go ahead and do. Now, over here in the corner, you have your sources. So before we would add a source, but here you just right-click again, choose add, and you have a lot of options. Now, you might be saying this is exactly like XSplit. Well, there's a few things that are missing, like I can't play a movie file at the moment, and a few other things like that. Let's go ahead and add this game capture option. We will name this Minecraft. And then you can choose between what applications are open and which application it will pull from. So you can see this Minecraft 1.6. So go ahead and choose OK. And I know that I'm doing this wrong because, well, first, in order to see what you are going to stream, you need to preview your stream, which is a second button right here. So yes, I know that I am doing this a little bit wrong because, look, it's so tiny, and you can't drag this around like you can in XSplit. First, you have to hit Edit Scene, but in this scene, you can see that it's kind of weird. That's because I've set the default resolution to my screen resolution. What you have to do is right-click, go into Properties, which is the same properties you saw before, but I forgot to click this Stretch Image to Screen button. So now that I've done that, it will stretch it to the screen. And once I'm in the Edit Scene argument there, I can move this around just like I would expect. Of course, you can add all the things that I did before. So let's go ahead and choose a video capture device. Go ahead and choose OK. This is the webcam that I have. Let's go ahead and choose OK. And there. Hey! Hello, everyone. Now let's go ahead and squeeze this down to the corner, just like I did with the other one. And of course, this is almost exactly like XSplit. And now, on to some of the settings. Here in the general, of course, you can choose your language. But in the encoding, you get to choose what bitrate you encode things at and what codec you choose. Under the broadcast settings, you will choose either the live stream or file output only, which you can choose your file path and what hotkey to start recording at. If you go back to live stream, you can see that there's a bunch of different services that they use. Each one of these services will give you the information that you need, so like the stream key and all of this stuff. It's also saying that my OBS settings are not optimized for Twitch and Justin TV, so please reset my keyframe interval to 2 seconds, which makes a lot of sense because they already know a little bit about Justin TV. So over here in the video, I get to choose my video adapter, my screens, the base resolution, which is why this was so small when I was trying it earlier, is because the base resolution was set to 1080, and this window, this thing is not at 1080, so of course it's going to shrink it down, unless if I choose to stretch it out. Next, over in the audio, I can choose the desktop audio, which is the speakers and the microphone. Luckily, you get to choose this, unlike in Fraps, and you can choose a push-to-talk button and a few other settings. Over in advanced, you have more settings, like choosing an X.264 in a setting or something like that. And then you even have a microphone noise gate. So if your microphone is not making a specific threshold of decibels, it will keep it muted if for some reason you have a loud mic. So if you had chosen to record locally to your desktop, all you have to do is click the Start Streaming button to stream and save all of those recordings, and then click the Stop Streaming to, well, stop. Now let's go ahead and talk about recording your Let's Plays on Mac OS X. Now before we get into it, I will warn you that you have much more flexibility when recording on Windows. While there are some screen recorders on Mac, it is a great operating system. I'm not arguing that. I use Macs from day to day. It's much easier to record on Windows. However, if your only option is Mac OS X, I have some programs that will get you started. The first program I'm going to talk about is free, and it comes installed on every Mac. It's just QuickTime. All you have to do is go ahead and open up QuickTime. When you open it, there is no window that opens up. You have to go ahead and click File and New Screen Recording. Then you're given this teeny tiny little dialog box. So now that you have this little thing, you can go ahead and click a drop down to record your microphone. Now, unfortunately, there is no easy way to record your in-game audio, unless if you're using something like Soundflower. So that way, hopefully, with Soundflower, you could record just your computer audio, not both, unless you also install an app called Wiretap. Unfortunately, that is not cheap, running in at $69, but it can help you route your audio to make a virtual audio device, mixing both your computer and your microphone in at once. So once you are happy with what audio is being recorded, go ahead and click record. You can see click to record in full screen or drag to grab part of the screen. So let's go ahead and click and drag, and voila, we're only selecting a portion of my screen. And then you can go ahead and click record and do everything you want. Now, this is also kind of a neat option because you could drag in another web page or hide your Minecraft window, but also can be a little bit hard because if you just get off by one pixel, everything is screwed up. And then once you're finished, go ahead and click the stop record, and there you go. You have your game just like you recorded it, and for free. The best Mac recorder that we could find out there is called ScreenFlow. Many people love it, and it has great reviews. The best part is you don't have to deal with all those weird audio problems that we were dealing with QuickTime. ScreenFlow can record both your microphone and your computer's output. The downside to ScreenFlow is that it is definitely not free. It costs $99 and is available on the Mac App Store. But you can download a free trial on ScreenFlow's website. So, no matter who you are or what operating system you are running, I hope that you have found something that suits you to start recording your Minecraft game. And you know what? Contact me when you become the next, you know, huge Minecrafter on YouTube and you have millions of subscribers, and let me know that I was the one who helped you start recording your videos. If you enjoyed this video, please go and subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. You have every single video version available, even YouTube, even HD. And if you want to listen to us just in audio, you can do that as well. If you'd like to send some feedback to the show, hit us up at mail@omgcraft.com. We read every single email, even though we may not respond to every single one. And then finally, you can follow the show on Twitter. @omgcraftshow is our Twitter account. Thank you so much for watching this extended version of an OMG Craft episode. Of course, big thanks to Cheeto and T2 who always help with these extremely long episodes of OMG Craft. See you guys next time. Bye!